Dave Scott lobbies for the American Petroleum Institute, which represents industry giants such as BP, ExxonMobil, and Shell. Come this fall, he says a product known as 87-octane gasoline won't flow through pipelines into Iowa anymore. Instead, it will be 84-octane, and that's a big change.
You cannot sell a fuel below 87-octane, so all that 84-octane will have to be blended up with ethanol.
And industry insiders predict the change is going to alter the economics of blending. They say oil companies and wholesalers who currently sell some pure petroleum may want to inject ethanol into the 84-octane gasoline right at the terminal and sell it already blended instead. But petroleum marketers and distributors want to continue to buy the straight petroleum and blend it themselves with ethanol from their neighborhood biofuels plant. Executive Director Don Carlson with Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Stores of Iowa says refiners are already offering less pure petroleum for sale.
They will get more and more restrictive. We're seeing that in other states.
So Carlson and nearly two dozen allies are registered to lobby for a bill to require refiners and wholesalers to sell some of the new 84-octane gasoline straight so distributors and retailers can mix in the ethanol themselves. Why do they care so much? For one thing, they get a credit that's gotten bigger in recent months. Dave Scott with the Petroleum Institute says the refiners are subject to the renewable fuel standard, a mandate to make sure more ethanol gets used.
We've got a federal requirement to sell X amount of blended fuels. If I don't, then I have to go buy these RINs.
RIN stands for Renewable Identification Number, a unique number assigned to every gallon of blended fuel sold. So if the refiner doesn't reach its quota, it has to buy the RINs from, you guessed it, another blender. And as the requirements for selling renewable fuels have gone up, so have the cost of the RINs. So far, the marketers are ahead in the statehouse battle. A bill passed the House to require oil companies to sell some unblended fuel. Republican Representative Jared Klein of Keota says the bill will make it more likely that Iowa ethanol gets blended into petroleum and sold at the pump.
This bill is about a freedom for our local petroleum marketers to be able to purchase biofuel product from whomever they would like to be able to buy it from and then blend it.
Backers of the bill say marketers and distributors have built up an infrastructure for blending that goes all the way back to when the oil industry wouldn't blend in the ethanol. And they say they can price fuel more competitively if they can buy the ethanol themselves. But the bill has a critic you might not have predicted. Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says it may not be a good thing if the refiners have to buy more and more RINs from the marketers. Shaw worries that big oil will pay all that money out in RINs and then use that as an argument against the renewable fuel standard itself, which he says they're already out to kill.
It's under a huge assault this year by the oil guys. And the last thing we want to do is have anything in Iowa put a bullet in their gun.
But the refiners say the biofuel industry should be happy that more and more ethanol is going to be blended and sold. And they say even without the bill, marketers will still be able to buy unblended fuel. The bill to make sure that happens has landed in the Iowa Senate, where time is running out for passage. The big oil companies say similar laws passed in other states have ended up in court. At the Statehouse, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.